This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seriously, I didn't have time to listen to this whole podcast that's produced by the left and this new show and the Clintons getting into production at Viacom and Netflix with their billions of laundered drug money and child kidnapping money. It's come out in AP reports, the Clintons and the giant child smuggling operations out of Haiti. But getting back to what I was saying here, that I've actually got... Man, the footage of the interview he does with the Clintons, where Bill looks like a demonic buzzard that's like looking at a dead baby it's going to eat or something, and Clinton's like hanging, and then Hillary just looks like a pumpkin-headed demon. And then here's this little trendy guy that, you know, signed on. He's an anointed one from the left, you know, to help take down Alex Jones. And then they're talking about, he's talking about how I need to be taken down and how I deserve what's happened to me. He's sitting there with mass murdering war criminals that put 10 times the sanctions on the Iraqis that George Herbert Walker did and killed over 1.5 million of them, 500,000 of them being children. At Hillary and Bill's direction, and when they got asked about it, they said 500,000 is a good price to pay. So everyone should be thinking to themselves every moment of every waking day that you're not the tail end of the globalist, leftist, blue blood, foundation funded, weird, quasi wannabe Atlantic accent British aristocracy. Nothing against Brits. Hell, my mom's pretty much an Anglophile. And I know why. I mean, she's proud of her family lineage and all that. Not just Anglo, but Saxon as well. But that system, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And the people that inherit all this power and all this wealth become insanely disconnected from reality. And that's why smart families, in many cases, would just change their names, buy a ship, and set sail for the new world. And a lot of that went on, too. But see, with the Clintons, they don't come from any powerful dynasties or any kings. They come from knuckle-dragging psychopath stock that'll do whatever it's told at any time, any place. And again, you listen to this crap. It is mind-blowing. When I watched Hillary give a speech in New Hampshire or New York, those are the last two speeches. Well, I watched some others too, but the last full speeches I watched. And it was sycophantic worship. Like, you've seen somebody announce the UN and they read their whole name, and it's like 10 names, the Royal Highness of this and that. It sounds stupid. With her, it's shaking, and oh, and she did this, and she did that, and she because she used to run the country, folks. It wasn't Obama. And these people all sycophantically worship because she promised them they were going to run everything. They weren't just going to run the government. They were going to run you. And Klepper and all these people were brought up that they're supposed to rule us. Dude, you ain't going to rule nothing. You come from trash. I can take one look at you and tell you come from a bunch of mentally ill garbage, and that's where you're going back to, son. God's real, boy. You can't see it. So you keep making your jokes. But those that can see can see. I love seeing you sitting there with those two corpses. You fit right in, son.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news. Today,
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
You got it.
We see the earth now.
You got it.
Now we see the earth.
You got it.
Great lawyer, chief legal counsel in our fight against the globalists. A lot of big stuff coming up in the next few months, so I'm just going to leave it at that. He's going to be in studio starting next segment to cover all the international news, the national news, to take your calls, and I promise today we will open the phones up and take your calls directly for Bob Barnes on any subject you want to raise, but the questions will be directed at him. That is coming up as well. But I want to give you my view on Jared Kushner. Now, here's how this works for me. I judge a tree by its fruits. And I've also always noticed that people that get involved in king's courts and in the subterfuge of access to a powerful person, it just goes from bad to worse. And so I've been sucked into those things when I'm not even wanting to be sucked into them, to the damage of my overall goal, just to promote freedom and awareness and decentralization and a pro-human future. But Jared Kushner, he's obviously smart. He's a good-looking guy. He's Trump's son-in-law. I support Trump. I think Trump's smart. Trump needs people he can really trust. He trusts Jared. And so I don't have a problem with him having a national security clearance and the things he's doing. I mean, my God. The communist Chinese ran the Obama administration, but, oh, the left doesn't want Jared Kushner to have a security clearance. What does that tell you? But out in the whole right-wing-osphere, I've been hearing for 3 years, since he was president-elect, that Jared Kushner is just the worst thing since gonorrhea. But those are the same people that tell me Benjamin Netanyahu is the worst thing since death. I don't get involved in Israel's politics. I'm glad Israel's there. I mean, can you imagine if the Arabs were fighting over it? What would it be like? I mean, let's get real. But let's move away from that point. The Economist magazine, owned by the leftist Rothschilds, wanted Netanyahu out. Works around the clock to remove him and Trump. Works around the clock to take me out. I don't look at the Rothschilds as Jewish. I look at them as evil opportunists that play people off. People say, well, then why'd they help fund the founding of Israel? Because they knew it was already coming, and they wanted to try to control it, to parlay it into world government, which they now admit. And the Rothschilds aren't one monolithic group either. It's not fair to say that. But the ones running it are bad news. Bad news. Very bad news. Obviously. So all these leftist-funded white supremacist groups, that's who funds them and runs them. Look at the left. It's all anti-Semitic stuff. They like boil Jews down to just like they're robots or something. And that there's just one Jewish brain and Jews all think alike. That's not how families work, whether you were German or Japanese or Nigerian. You got 10 people in the family. They don't all think alike. That's BS. So I'm not defending Jared Kushner. I'm not attacking Jared Kushner because I elected Trump. You elected Trump. Trump trusting, and you've got to give the president that support because he's been trying hard and been delivering and doing things that are biblical, in my view. I mean, this is incredible. The attack on Trump's all I need to know. This, they are pissed. The establishment and their whole plan is really upset that he's going to find all the stuff they've done. Now, all that prefacing, I'm done talking about Kushner, and I'm going to try to explain this very, very simply. And I know that some of the detractors will take it out of context, but that doesn't matter. This is for people that want to hear what I really think, and this is my best analysis and what I know. We published right when it came out from their own site, the Bilderberg Group's itinerary, and who's going to be there, who the guests are in Switzerland. When I was first covering this 20 years ago, they were saying in the news I was insane it didn't exist. Even 10 years ago, they would say I was insane it didn't exist. You understand? So it was the fact that they were saying that world government meetings weren't happening. That was the issue. Jared Kushner announced he was going to Bilderberg. Then people, I started getting flooded with calls and emails to the office. Oh my God, Trump sold us out. Kushner's going to Bilderberg. I'm going to say this. I'm going to be very clear. I would go to Bilderberg if they asked me to go. What matters is what I stand for. We know Bilderberg was set up to bring in world government. We know Bilderberg's one of the top globalist meetings that they denied existed, that the Rockefellers ran, that brought the Atlantic alliance of the Western elite in the United States with the Eastern Western elite after World War II. We know the history. I've made films about it. Going to a meeting is not being on the agenda. Just like when Trump goes to Davos, it's more powerful than Bilderberg now, it's public, and they're calling for world government, and they're all wearing their EU things, and he's wearing the American flag, and we go and push our agenda there. Just like Trump meeting with Kim Jong-un doesn't mean we agree with Kim Jong-un executing, you know, his ambassadors or his envoys. So it's a very simple thing for me to judge a tree by its fruits. Now, if Jared Kushner came back from Bilderberg or Davos or any of these events and Trump suddenly signed on to open borders, or signed on to globalism, or signed on to world government, or signed on to confiscating guns, or signed on to teaching five-year-olds, you know, how to be gay or whatever, which is what's pushed by the left so you don't have kids, then I'd go after Trump in a split second. Split second. I'm not loyal to Trump. I'm loyal to justice, to my children, to God, to a future, a pro-human future. But the fact that we have a patriot president, all these other nationalists getting elected and sweeping elections around the world for populists, and now they've got to have a representative of Trump inside their confab, is us seizing the flag. at least at the level of my vision, I see this in the continuum of what Trump's doing, what we're doing, what I'm doing, as victory. You know, when we took over Nazi Germany in 1945 and marched into the Reich Chancellery, and our troops were in the chancellery, were our troops for Hitler? You're like, well, of course not. When our football team, if you're for the New England Patriots, and they drive down the field against the other team and they get into their end zone because they got in their end zone, are they for the other team? You're like, well, of course not. We're taking over their end zone. We're taking over their right chancellery. We're taking over their command bases. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. Now, if I see anything out of Kushner or Trump that's pissing on our sovereignty or our freedom, our values, I'll turn on them like a pit bull on PCP. But let me give you a little newsflash. It ain't going to happen. It's not, folks. It's not. So everybody should just relax. We're conquering Bilderberg right now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain. But you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are up on InfoWars.com with the full Bilderberg list. Has he sold out for the New World Order? Is he a traitor? Has Trump sold us out? You see the entire globalist program trying to destroy Trump. Representatives of the presidency always go to Bilderberg. This was set up by U.S. intelligence, was what was left of European intelligence after World War II. If I see Trump's policies change, and they're not America first, then I'll turn against the president. But I don't think that's happening. Going to a globalist meeting, and the fact that secret globalist meetings are now admitted, mainstream media now has to report on the powerful secret world government Bilderberg policy meeting, when just 10 years ago they said in the New York Times that I was in Chantilly, Virginia, having a full-on, it said, Jones imagined men in sunglasses and SUVs following him when they did a review of a movie that won first place at the local South by Southwest called New World Order. And the film was at Bilderberg. They showed us being thrown out of the hotel. But when the New York Times did a review, they said, we made it up. It doesn't exist. That was 2008, so I guess 11 years ago. How far have we come that world government secret meetings are there? The Pope's called for world government. All of it's out in the open now. So the question isn't, is Jared Kushner there? We're conquering that. Kushner is Trump's representative. And so Trump goes to Davos. That's public Bilderberg. And he pushes our agenda there. He goes with me to North Korea. He pushes ours into there. What I care about is policy out of Trump. And he's not perfect. Ann Coulter's right. But it's because he doesn't have our support. But on so many fronts, he's doing a great job. That's why they hate him. So it isn't a defense of Trump when I defend him. It's a defense of, can you imagine if Hillary was in full power? Because she's still partially in power. Buying into Viacom, buying into Netflix, buying into production companies, meeting with people that do whole TV shows nightly about me, Jordan Klepper, about how to bring me down. He does interviews talking about it. It's unbelievable. All right, let's shift gears. Constitutional lawyer and famous civil rights lawyer as well, one of the top lawyers in the country with one of the most winning records, Robert Barnes is here, also does some work for InfoWars. He's in town the next 4 or 5 days, so we're lucky enough to have him here with us. We'll open the phones up next hour. You were sitting here during the break a few minutes ago. I said, what do we cover first? You said North Korea. I said, excellent, because that's what I want to get into first with you. You've got a very interesting take on Kim Jong-un. You asked me, you said, what is your take? And I said, a reset. You said, precisely.
And yeah, exactly, precisely. So what happened here is that you have, I think the president has read Kim exceptionally well and understands the North Korea dynamic and is creating the first real predicate for peace that has been established with North Korea since North Korea was created as a separate independent nation.
He's ending the status quo. We know 60 years of this ain't working.
Exactly. And what he's done is he's decided, now this is not the happiest or healthiest mechanism of dealing with a failed peace conference is to kill and imprison everybody who he blames for it. But what he's doing is he's establishing that he wants it to go forward, that he does not blame the president, that he wants the president's agenda, and he blames his people for not achieving that agenda of the peace and detente that the president's called.
And then Trump signals he may get rid of Bolton, which is another signal.
Absolutely. So it's president.
You know, it's all face saving.
Right. Exactly. It's just the North Korean form of face saving is not the most ideal form of face saving, but it's the North Korean model. So you know the I don't know if they have any other way to do it.
Well, he put his uncle in the forced labor camp for not getting the midnight agree. He basically agreed, but the guy slept on it, and didn't deliver that Kim had backed off and capitulated.
Exactly.
So and that's why Kim, and I'm not defending Kim, he's a horrible psychopath, but the blood bat gets. China's had a bunch of wars with South Korea. The little vampire bat knows they try to keep them poor under their control as an excuse for destabilization in that entire region. If North Korea just works with Japan and the U.S. and South Korea, they can be like South Korea, the most prosperous country, you know, per square mile in the world. So he gets it. He was, you know, raised in the West, raised in Switzerland. He wants to do this. He likes Trump. And so he understands that there's double dealing by his own ministers when he said, oh, they sold out to America. No, it really means they're sabotaging for China.
Exactly. And I think Trump has a short play and a long play. And the short play is to have peace and a meaningful detente with North Korea so that it's no longer a threat to either America or the world. But the long play is to remove North Korea as a tool of the Chinese to threaten the world so that they can have their trade advantages and economic advantages and slowly but surely dominate the rest of the world through their economic edge. And so the president wants to, more than anything else, he wants to prevent China from being the next economic engine that dominates the world at the expense.
Now, this is all about China.
Absolutely.
And the toilet bowl plunger or the stopper in the sink you pull out to sink the Chi-Coms is North Korea.
Exactly. I mean, China has cost us more manufacturing jobs than any other part of the country.
And the globalist traders have been propping up North Korea, propping up China, and Trump and the patriots that are in the Pentagon know that's the strategic target. So the only way we lose is by not doing this. Kim just wants to make sure that Trump's strong enough that, and you'll never have freedom there, but you'll at least have wealth and the people not starving to death. Kim wants the money. He wants the power. He wants the resorts. He wants the factories. And Trump's like, I'll give it to you. China would never do it. We actually invade countries, take them over, and then set them free like South Korea and Japan. The Chi-Coms never do that. America does do that. Now, do you trust me or do you trust them? And he's in this flux. But I think the execution of the guys that were obviously working for the Chi-Coms is a signal that he understands that and is setting a reset that if you don't actually really negotiate, I'm going to kill you, which I'm not defending, but it shows the level of brinksmanship.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think he recognizes that China is a greater threat than an ally for North Korea's long-term future, that China has no interest in North Korea ever being economically independent, and China has no interest in North Korea being a peace-oriented country. Because that removes them as a tool and as a threat to the rest of the world.
And again, China believes it's supposed to rule the world for 5,000 years, as you said, and Greater China, as they call it, they think North Korea and South Korea is Greater China. They think Vietnam is Greater China. They think the Philippines is Greater China.
Exactly. And not only is it part of their sort of imperial expansion.
And Trump's like, I won't invade you. I'll just throw billions at you.
Exactly. And his point is that he's different than past presidents, that he can be trusted and relied upon because his opposition to Chinese domination is more important than controlling North Korea's future. And that he's willing to give up controlling North Korea's future as long as North Korea gives up threatening the world.
And you know North Korea after 60-plus years literally being the rape meat of the Chi-Coms. They want to leave the Chi-Coms.
Absolutely. I mean, they've created a codependent relationship between North Korea and China that is only healthy for China, not healthy for North Korea. And I think he's recognizing that, realizing that, acting on it. And it was Trump's genius to know that he could drive a wedge. In the same way that Nixon knew he could drive a wedge between the communist empire by separating China from the Soviet Union in the 1970s, Trump is doing the same thing all over again. And he's taking it to remove China's true tool of oppression, which is using the North Korean threat to maintain its economic dominance.
And the only reason the wedge is real is Trump does what he says. It's square dealing. There's
right.
They call it almost OCD, that like what Trump says is what is going to happen.
And people don't realize whenever Trump starts increasing tariffs on China, doing other things anti-China, he's helping the peace process in North Korea. Because he's sending the message to North Korea that he's sincerely more focused on China than them, and he's willing to cut a deal for peace for the world to do so.
And he just cut some of the sanctions on North Korea. He's showing them. It's like, listen, don't be a moron. Take this deal. God.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical supplement and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum, to cold space.
Where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Robert Barnes riding shotgun with us. We're going to look at the globalist attempt to murder the memory of abolitionists, of Christians, and of Martin Luther King. They attempt to demonize him. And group invites white women to voluntarily attend race-shaming dinners. That's on newswars.com. Very important article. We're going to talk about that in a moment. It's the next thing Bob wanted to get into. That was on my list. We'll have open phones next hour. But first, I just did a little Buck Rogers intro that one of the crew put together. I guess Millie Weaver's husband, Gavin, put together. Because I was just at a local T-shirt shop 6 months ago, and I bought a T-shirt that showed the space shuttle blasting off into space. And I happened to wear that on Joe Rogan's podcast, and people just talked about the shirt everywhere. All these websites got started selling the shirt. Because it's a NASA patch. It was copyright free. It's government. But I had it redone where it says Space Force. And we made the shuttle a little bit more high tech looking. We put 1776 on its right wing, of course. And it's got a red, white, and blue American flag on the right shoulder with InfoWars.com. We've had a few shirts that have been hits over the years that really go viral that signify. I believe this is going to be the new shirt. Now, the 18-wheeler, printed, produced, made in America, arrives next Wednesday. But I'm going to do some fanfare on the shirt. I believe this is going to be the next Hillary for President shirt. But it's about a pro-human future. It's about humanity going to the stars. It's about believing in the amazing gifts that God's given us. We're not gods. We're not going to be gods, but we're made in the image of God. So we're a reflection. So we can do some amazing things. We're master builders. And the space shuttle's 1930s technology put into function in the late 1970s, retired 5 years ago. And so we've redone it. I also had people on the street love the shirt, but a few have gone, why are you wearing that gay rainbow flag? And that's when I decided a few months ago to make the shirt. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so sick of leftist groups or whoever expropriating or appropriating symbols. Hey, if you're a homosexual and you're not doing illegal stuff, I don't care what you do in your bedroom. That's the left claiming that conservatives are obsessed with what you're doing. Just leave kids alone whether you're heterosexual or homosexual. Plus, it's not a classic rainbow. It's supposed to be the atmosphere. Anybody that knows, that's why NASA created this, low in the atmosphere is more dust and stuff, and in a spectrometer or in a telescope, it's red. And as you get higher, it's orange. That's why the sun on the horizon is red, because you're looking through hundreds of miles of atmosphere, not just a few miles of atmosphere. So clear sky is black. Below that is blue. Then it's yellow. Then it's orange. Then it's red. That's why out of thousands of space shuttle patches, they've got thousands. It took me days to actually find the original patch. So this is a copy of the original patch. We put Space Force on it and established 2020 American flag on the side. I designed this shirt. I'm very proud of this shirt, and maybe I'm wrong, but when I think it's a zeitgeist, it tends to be a zeitgeist. I've had other shirts, hundreds of thousands of which have been put on the street, and it's helped fund our operation as well. But this shirt has such nice fabric, it's made in America, all of it, that it cost us $10 a shirt. I did a huge order and got it down from $13 because of the printing and the quality of the shirt, and we're coming up with a women's version as well, but women can wear this as well. I'm very proud of it. People are going to be like, what is that? What is Space Force? And so it's kind of an undercover thing, too. It's like, You might get hit in the head with a bike lock or stabbed if you're a Trump supporter and you're out there doing something. You're wearing a Trump shirt, InfoWars shirt. People still love those and wear them. But what about a Space Force? What about loving technology and what we've built and having a pro-human future in space and the American flag to trigger so many and the little InfoWars.com? I think this is a shirt. So pre-order. I never do pre-orders on T-shirts. We'll have it next week. It'll be shipped out by the end of the week. But get your order first. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And then lastly, don't forget, we're having Memorial Week sales that have to end this weekend. We have some of our best-selling products at 60% off, 40 to 60% off across the board. And I just never spend time telling you about these specials, but this is how we fund ourselves. And I really appreciate everybody that has been funding us. You're incredible. But it's the last days of the Memorial Week mega sale. We should probably change the graphic to say that. That's my fault. But we have so many new big deals. 60% off ExtendaWise and Myco ZX Plus. 50% off the new 8-pack Power Stack. 50% off Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Ultimate Bone Broth, Super Male Vitality. 40% off Turbo Force. I don't have time to get into all this, folks, but it's amazing. Chocolate, vanilla, protein bars, super silver, wound gel, all of it is 40 to 60% off. That all ends this weekend as well. Okay, you'll have the floor the next few segments, and we'll get into the brainwashing, the race war, the globalists, how you think we stop it. You're a smart guy. Robert Barnes, I've only known him, I've seen him on TV for decades and interviewed some of the guys involved in lawsuits with him, you know, many years ago, the Wesley Slipes lawyer, you name it. But just quantifying, before we go to break, what would you call this historic time we're in right now?
Well, it's a time of revolution, and it's a time of it's sort of a crossroads time. So it's a time where we are either going to restore sort of the American Revolution and its original principles and reinforce those original principles, or we are going to abandon those. We're going to walk away from them. We're going to lose them. So we have basically not only economically is there a U.S.-China competition to dominate manufacturing in the world. There's an idea competition between the U.S. model and the Chinese model. And the Chinese model is a statist model. It's a combined corporatist communist model that's driven by the state that allows for a certain kind of private enterprise, but only the state-approved, state-sanctioned one that promotes state ideas. Hence, you have the social credit model system that is being instituted. You had an article today where U.S. universities and U.S. businesses are being used to prop up and propagate the Chinese surveillance social credit model system, where the Chinese are engaged in massive surveillance of their own audience, controlling what their audience can think, what they can say, what they can read, what they can review. And that's the model that Google and the big tech is following right here in the United States. And they're using the U.S. universities, U.S. engineers, U.S. businesses to accomplish and achieve this in ways that never could have happened on their own. They couldn't do it on their own. They couldn't achieve it or attain it on their own. So what's happened is we're competing with not only the Chinese economic model to decimate American manufacturing, to decimate American coal mining, to decimate other areas of American industry and control over the manufacturing resources for the world, which can impact defense when you're talking about steel, when you're talking about
I want to hit this first when we come back, because you're too informed. I want people to understand, the Chi-Coms and the Saudi Arabians fund killing our coal. Because we got enough coal for 2,000 years. It's totally clean. Mm-hmm. People don't get why we can't have pipelines, but everybody else can. They don't get why we can't, because foreign authoritarian regimes have used our openness to sell us out. So what Robert Barnes is saying is, it's even in BuzzFeed now that China's running our universities and that Obama let them do it. Trump's rolling that all up. And so what he's saying is, America isn't perfect. I used to get annoyed by American flag worship. I loved America, but I was like, that's kind of like an idol. Until you go, wait a minute. We have to idolize something that's a better system when it's what we've got instead of what they're about to override us with.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Monday through Friday, the most banned, demonized, lied about broadcast in the world is live. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I'm just a common sense guy that loves America and loves freedom and loves you. I don't see you winning as me losing. I see it as a non-zero sum game, an expanding pie. But the sociopaths that run the planet, they do see it as that. Now, Robert Barnes, you're a famous civil rights lawyer that actually goes out when the cops do the wrong thing or whatever and goes after them. But you pointed out that the whole modern thing is about creating division. It's not about actually stopping institutional corruption or racism. It's actually causing it to flower, which is what the system admits in WikiLeaks from Hillary, is what they want. But you this morning, before you came on, an hour before you came on, we were having a meeting this morning about who we're getting ready to sue, and the long list, And we don't want to do this, but we have to, folks, for the First Amendment. It's just the right thing to do, so thanks for your support. Only you empower us like to have the force to do this. You wanted to get into a NewsWars.com article that's also on InfoWars.com that people should really spread. Groups invite white women to voluntarily attend race-shaming dinners. And we'll get this in a few minutes and show for TV viewers the actual graphics, the videos of a black woman crying. The idea that you never committed this crime, and black folks are fighting to get into this country from all over the world, but you are inherently bad because you're white. That is the essence of prejudging someone, the essence of racism, and Martin Luther King saying, don't judge somebody by the color of their skin, but the character of their deeds, that flies in the face of it. But it wasn't Martin Luther King first said that. It was the Bible, judge a tree by its fruits. So you wanted to get into this. We've always heard about these FBI tapes and COINTELPRO of Martin Luther King having sex with women. And then maybe they say he made a joke when somebody said that some woman claimed he raped him. There's no tape. There's no release. There's no nothing. The point is, we saw this with Kavanaugh. They admitted that was all fake. So why would the left that's always defended Martin Luther King, now they're totally taking over, suddenly say, and they're taking him down at universities and everywhere. I mean, this is sick, and it ties into this model where they get you to go denounce yourself and you declare you're a racist and then where that leads. So this is very sophisticated. It has a lot of facets. But let's get into it.
Absolutely. So the church that they're actually showing at right here is Martin Luther King's last ever speech. It was there in Memphis. I was actually in that church for the commemoration of his speech for the opening of the Civil Rights Museum.
You're from Tennessee.
I'm from Tennessee. At the Lorraine Motel, which they brilliantly converted the scene of his assassination into a memorial recognizing his life, recognizing his history, recognizing his reputation. As a kid, I bought all of his little all of his speeches on little tapes, audio tapes that I would listen to all the time. So this is what's unique about Martin Luther King was that he was a racial unifier, that his appeal to civil rights wasn't based on, hey, I'm black, give me civil rights. It was, I'm an American.
And that's the real reason they killed him.
Absolutely. So he was such a unifying figure across classes, across races, and he was appealing to the deepest part of Americana. He didn't say, give me rights because I came from Africa. He didn't say, give me rights because I was once a slave. He didn't say, give me rights because I had these bad things happen to me in the past. He said, give me rights because I'm an American. And as an American, we should all have the same rights and be treated equally. Let me sit where I want to sit, eat where I want to eat, drink where I want to drink. Do that because I'm an American. And that's a unifying message.
And nobody that had any values could disagree with that.
Absolutely. Nobody who deeply loves America could disagree with that. Now, for those people who don't like America and don't want an appeal to a unifying message, that's why first they started attacking King by saying, well, you know, he said things on gay rights that we don't agree with. Well, Martin Luther King was deeply rooted in the evangelical Christian.
He was a Republican.
In essence, he was. He was politically, historically, but also his ideology was rooted in a deep humanitarianism. So it was to be appeal. His Poor People's March was for people of poor people all across the world. It didn't limit itself to any particular group by color or by gender or by sexual orientation. But that was their first attack, and it didn't go anywhere. So their next level of attack, I mean, ask yourself, these tapes and information.
The left is openly trying to discredit Martin Luther King.
Exactly. I mean, it shows how crazy the left has got. King is probably the biggest threat to their divisive message of anybody in our public lexicon.
No, that's why I used to quote him once a month. I'm every hour.
What?
Because I mean, they have to take him out.
Correct.
And now they're floating made up. COINTELPRO, now the left loves the FBI that was targeting black leaders. These are sick people.
And people should ask, here you have these tapes that are not supposed to be publicly available in 2027 because of questions and doubts about their authenticity, questions and doubts about whether they were recorded accurately, whether it's been.
You can make a 20-second clip for 10 years and put it in Adobe and make people say whatever they want.
Exactly. Then somehow it leaks out through the archives. Somebody at the archives division somehow puts up these particular tapes. Only the ones that make him look bad.
And I want to be clear. I'm not defending it. But if he was having sex with women, doesn't matter. He said we're all equal under God and we should come together and not kill each other. But see, again, they're threatened by that. So they're souping like Kavanaugh. Oh, that's fake. I don't believe any of it. I've had them edit tapes of me, folks, on Fox News with Megyn Kelly. They didn't show the video because you'd see the jump cuts of me saying Hillary killed kids in a basement and all the stuff I didn't say. Edited together, and they aired it.
Absolutely. I mean, Media Matters has done that routinely and repeatedly. And the only way they get away with it is they link the actual video underneath and nobody ever actually watches the original video. So this is what's happening. Here you have Martin Luther King, probably one of the great, without question, one of the greatest, maybe the greatest American, at least of the 20th century, who achieved extraordinary things in uniting Americans across
the world. Total icon.
Absolutely. We have more streets named after him than any other person in the world.
And the left is literally tearing his guts up.
And you look at it, it has all the fingerprints of a leftist hit job. In the law, we'll call it modus operandi, M.O., someone's pattern of conduct that's in the past, is who's behind this. Well, what does the left do whenever there's someone they disagree with? They attack them personally based on their personal bias.
It was the Democrats didn't like King.
Exactly. And they're doing the exact same thing here. The left is leaking a personal attack and highlighting and promoting the personal attack on King. I think they thought maybe the right would do so. Well, the right refused to engage in it because these days King is more of an icon to the right than he is to the left because he was a unifying figure and a deeply patriotic American. He was someone, he opposed war because he thought that war was not in America's best interest or Americans' best interest. And it turned out he was right. So that is his basis. So they're trying to leak negative, nasty things about King because they need to remove him from the lexicon. So what communists do all in hardcore.
They airbrush you out.
Absolutely.
They kill who you really are, shut you down, he's dead, that's perfect. Then they build up the straw man that you weren't, he's now a Kavanaugh rapist.
Exactly.
Well, Kavanaugh's not a rapist, neither is he.
They're comparing him to Harvey Weinstein. That's how insane this is. They're saying that Martin Luther King was the Harvey Weinstein of history. That is a ridiculous and preposterous.
Well, that shows they've gone completely psychotic. Because what King said was true. Whether what they're saying about him is true, I don't buy a damn, because I've been through so many lies, I don't believe a damn thing they say,
right.
Plus they have no proof. It just makes me like King even more.
Absolutely. And when I heard this, my first reaction was, anybody should be shocked at someone's privacy being invaded in this myth.
Yeah, he's supposedly in hotel rooms and they're recording it under the bed.
Exactly, and they're sharing it with a wide range of people and making jokes about it internally in their commentary about it. This is what should be shocking, is that this ever existed.
And notice the feminists are attacking you now.
Oh,
these people.
Any person taped in their most private, intimate thoughts anywhere in the world over their entire lifetimes.
Out of context.
Exactly. They're going to have things in there that they don't like and that can be misconstrued and misinterpreted and misapplied. And the idea that, for example, If he did any of these bad things, why didn't any women ever complain ever during a time period? It never happened.
But 50 years later,
right?
You can, when everybody's dead, I could be in the grave, and they just say, he's a rapist.
In fact, it appears they've timed the leak of this through the National Archives to correspond to when everybody who could have been a witness is dead. So I mean, that's what they did. They waited until everybody was dead who could refute this. Then they leak it knowing they can defame him and libel him forevermore. And because they need the unifying pro-American message.
I can't believe the Democrats are this dirty. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Well, they have gotten to sort of Stasi-level approach. This is, when they...
Scorched earth, just do it.
Exactly. When they look at the Soviet model, they don't look at a model that is horrifying.
By the way, rolled some of Kepler and the Clintons. Literally, they're behind a production company now trying to take me down.
Yeah.
They talk about it, how they want to take me down, and Bill's like hanging over and Hillary's hanging over. I mean, it's like Twilight Zone.
Oh, completely. It's their own world. I mean, she's like a Twilight figure. She's like a Stepford Wife candidate. But to do this to someone like King, who is really the most legitimate hero of America politically, someone the left has celebrated.
Got killed.
Yeah. Who died. They died for his cause. I mean, his last speech, he knew the death threats had been accelerating. He said, I'm not fearing any man because I've been to the mountaintop and I've seen the promised land. And that promised land was the American Constitution being delivered to all Americans.
And they can make up all this stuff, whether it's true or not. We know most of us lies. You can hear in your soul he believes it, he's real, and it's true.
Absolutely.
And then now, 50-something years after he's dead, he's a rapist with no proof, or he supports rape? Bullcrap.
Exactly.
Bullcrap. But again, that's from the white supremacist InfoWars, folks. You know how we are. You heard CNN. You heard Tom Brokaw. I'm a deeply alloyed racist. Yeah, right. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.